much, but no agreement. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A day after the president and the House Speaker had an Oval Office meeting.
The debt ceiling needs to be lifted without conditions. And so we still stand by that.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre also pressing Republicans again to get specific about spending cuts.
I'm very clear. We will not pass a clean debt ceiling here without some form of spending reform. So there'll never be a clean one.
Though House Speaker Kevin McCarthy also says he thinks he and the president can find common ground. Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar has kicked off the House Foreign Affairs Committee over past statements about Israel, 9/11, and the U.S. military.
This type of poisonous, toxic, double standard is going to complicate the relationship moving forward.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's political revenge over Republicans being kickoff committees in the last Congress. Speaker McCarthy denies that and notes Omar is still allowed to serve on other committees. Lawyers for the president's son, Hunter Biden, asked the Justice Department to investigate Trump allies for spreading personal information from his laptop.
Hunter's attorney sent letters to state and federal prosecutors requesting they investigate the computer repair shop owner who passed along data from Hunter's laptop and Rudy Giuliani, former President Trump's attorney. They wrote, quote, there is considerable reason to believe they violated various Delaware laws in accessing, copying, manipulating, and or disseminating Mr. Biden's personal computer data.
Fox's Rich Edson. In a follow-up statement, though, a lawyer says the letters do not confirm it was Hunter's laptop. Instead, only addressing the conduct of disseminating what's alleged to be his personal information, the lawyer says, wherever they claim to have gotten it. The FBI may soon search former Vice President Pence's Indiana home. The Wall Street Journal reporting his legal team's contact with federal officials after the recent discovery of classified documents there. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A man accused of being a close associate of 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed becomes the first detainee transferred out of Guantanamo Bay in the Biden administration.
Majid Khan has been detained at the prison on Cuba for the last 16 years after pleading guilty to charges including conspiracy and supporting a terror group, as well as murder and attempted murder in violation of the law of war. He had roles in a 2003 hotel bombing in Indonesia that killed 11. He also agreed to be part of a plot to kill Pakistan's president shortly after 9/11.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Khan sent to Belize for resettlement says he feels reborn. Iowa-based food giant Conagra recalling more than 2.5 million pounds of canned meat and poultry products over a packaging defect that could let in contamination.
Canned brands like Armour, Vienna Sausage, and Potted Meat, Vienna Chicken Sausage, also Kroger, Goya, Prairie Belt, and a couple other labels. All the affected cans are marked with P4247, packed in December of 22 and January of 23. No confirmed reports of adverse effects, but people are advised to throw them out or bring them back to the store. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Tributes planned during an award show this weekend.
The Grammys will salute two icons in the industry that died last year, Loretta Lynn and Fleetwood Mac's Christine McVie. The 65th Annual Grammy Awards are hosted by Trevor Noah.
Voila!
Kacey Musgraves will perform Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter. Musgraves has long been vocal about her love for Lynn, who died at the age of 90 in October, while Sheryl Crow joins Mick Fleetwood and Bonnie Raitt for McVie's beloved Songbird off the band's mega album Rumors. McVie died in November at the age of 79.
Fox's Michelle Polino. The rapper Takeoff will also be remembered. He was a bystander killed in a shooting outside a party in Houston last year. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.